Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win. Our job is to believe and to trust in Him and rely on Him. I don't care what it looks like, what the doctor said, amen, what the financial advisor is saying, what the banks are saying. I don't care what people are saying. God has promised that He's going to work it out for you, and God is true to His word. He will not let you down. I want to encourage someone. I don't care if it's your marriage problems, children's giving you problems, amen. I don't care if it's jobs you haven't got a job or lack of a job. Some of us may be having problems in our church where we go to fellowship and you're saying, is this the place for me? Is this the place that I should continue to stay? Some of you are wondering, okay, is my time up here? I want to encourage you, amen. Don't listen to the voice of man. Listen to the voice of God. I want to encourage someone that God will work it out, amen. But we've got to trust Him, amen. We've got to give it all to Him. The Bible says, casting your cares upon the Lord because He cares for you. All of us are going to go through some stuff at some time or another. Some of us may be going through, some of them may have been through, or some of us are about to go through, but we're all going to go through situations in this life, and these situations should cause us to draw closer to the Lord, not to man, but to the Lord, amen. He has the answers. He knows the way that we should take, amen. But we've got to trust Him. And if a situation in your church, ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, what are you saying to me in this situation? What are you saying to me in this circumstance? Should I stay? Should I go? Amen. Don't speak to people. Don't gossip about it. But talk to the Lord about it. Lord, what are you saying? Are you trying me? Are you proving me? Amen. There's some things that you're taking out of me. What are you saying to me in this situation? Don't just up and leave if God never told you to. God may be trying to teach you something. He may be pruning you. Some of us may be going through a pruning season where God is trying to prune some impurities out of our heart and out of our mind. Amen. Some bitterness, envy, jealousy, unforgiveness. Amen. And He's using the word to cut away those things because the word of God is quick and powerful, sharpening any two-edged sword, cutting, dividing both soul, spirit, and bone and marrow. So God may be using those situations, amen, to prune you. Some of us may be going through marriage problems. I don't know if some of you may be going through marriage problems and your things ain't right at home, but I entrust you, I encourage you to pray and to seek the Lord and listen to the voice of the Holy Ghost. What is the Holy Ghost saying? What is His remedy for the situation that you're in? Sometimes we need to learn to just muzzle our tongue, just learn to be quiet, learn to say nothing. Amen. Sometimes God may be saying, I just need you to submit. But in everything the Bible says, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So He knows what you're going through. We've got to learn to trust Him. Amen. Trust Him. He's a merciful God, as you can hear Donnie McClurkin singing. He is a merciful God. And there are some people that have been at the brink of separation, the brink of divorce, where it looks like all hope was gone. But suddenly God stepped in. Why? Because someone was praying and someone was believing. But more importantly, someone or people were open to the Holy Spirit and what He wants to do. Because there is a solution to the problem that you're facing. I'm going to say that again. There is a solution to the problem that you are facing. But you've got to learn to wait on God and listen to His voice, amen? And be sensitive when the Holy Spirit is prompting you to do something, say something, amen? When He's prompting you to apologize. Some of us, all it takes is a simple apology. I'm going to say that again. Some of us, all it takes is a simple apology. But God is saying, I'm going to work it out if you learn to trust me. Some of us, it's maybe financial situations or maybe our health issues, amen? And some of it is the trying of our faith. And our faith will be tried. Listen to me. From Genesis to Revelation, listen to me. Every believer, our faith will be tried. In fact, your faith is not faith if it's not tried. Amen? Your faith will be tried. But you've learned to got to learn in the trial and in the process, in the heartache, in the hardship. You've got to learn to draw close to God. Amen? Stay in the secret place. Abide in the secret place, amen. Dwell there, live there, amen. We're not supposed to depart from there. We're supposed to live in the secret place. Because the Bible says, he that dwelleth in the secret place shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So whatever you're going through, I want to encourage you that God will work it out. if we just trust and believe. Amen. That's all it is. Just trust and believe. Don't depart from Him. Don't run away from Him. Don't run away from His presence. Don't run away from church. Amen. But draw close to the Lord. Amen. Because He knows what you're going through. And He knows what you're facing. I encourage you, but listen, there's people facing things all over the world. I speak to people from Africa, Asia, amen, Europe, amen, wherever they are, America, wherever they are, people are facing things, amen. You may be in a country where immigration problems and you haven't got your stay and you're believing God. Amen, listen to me, God will work it out. We know that there's some things going on in America and some people have been there for years, but they haven't got their papers straight. And you may be in a country, you may be in Europe, you may be somewhere where you're papers ain't straight at the moment. I don't know why I'm going here, but I want to let you know that God will work it out. I said God will work it out. Let me bring back this tune. I want to encourage someone. There's a testimony I've got. Someone, I remember there was someone when my late spiritual father, and somebody came to the church one day, and I don't know who this is for, but I want to encourage someone today. I don't know who this is for. You may be in America, you may be in Britain, you may be in Europe, you may be somewhere where things ain't altogether right, and you may be there. Let's just be real. You may be there illegally, yes? You may be there illegally. You came in illegally, certain things, but now you're saved and you're serving God, but there's certain things that isn't right. Does that make sense? And this man was in the country and they were threatening to deport him. And the man of God looked at him and told him, "You're not going nowhere. The Lord told me you're not going nowhere. You are staying here." So he was encouraged by the word of God, amen, encouraged by what the man of God spoke to him. And a few weeks later, the man of God got a phone call from his partner, his wife. I don't know if he was married at the time, I don't know, because the man had just come. And his partner told the man of God, "Hey, my husband, he's been locked up. They found him, they've located him, and he's been locked up, and they're threatening to deport him." So the man of God, being my bishop was, he just told the woman, "Listen to me. What didn't hear the word? The Lord told me to tell him he's not going nowhere." And that my bishop, my late bishop, he was one radical Jamaican man. He listen, he never mince his words, he never play it. Listen to me, he just tell it like it is. Amen. We need more men of God and women of God like that. He never play. This, I tell you already, man. I tell you already. He was very rough, very, very rough man. He said, "You're not going nowhere. The Lord told me he's not going nowhere." Well, after they lock him up, he was in the prison, the immigration center, for about 3-4 weeks. And then they bring him to the airport. Listen to this. I want to encourage someone. They bring him to the airport. They said, "Okay, you're flying back to your country now." They bring him to the airport. And they take him off the van, bring him into the airport. Listen. They bring him into the airport. They put him on the plane. Oh my God. Listen to me. The God that we serve is a miracle working God. Listen, who said God don't work miracles? God is a miracle working God. There's someone at the sound of my voice, you need a miracle. You're in a situation right now, it's a tight spot, and you're wondering, how is God going to do it? Our job as human beings, as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, is not to work out how God is going to do it. Our job is just to believe that God will do it. I'm going to say that again, because some of us have tried to work out how God is going to do it. Listen, God has got 1,000,000,001 ways to bring you out of your situation. God has got 1,000,000,001 ways to deliver you from the situation that you are in. Listen to me, it's not our job to worry how God is going to do it. Our job is just to believe that God is going to do it. Amen. So they put him on the plane. Listen to me, they put the man on the plane, buckle his seatbelt, getting ready to go. The people them come back. They come back. The plane don't take off yet. They come back. They say, "Take off your seatbelt. There's some issues that's gone wrong. You're coming back." They take the man off the plane. The man must have thought, "It's over for me now." When they see him, take him out of the prison, and they put him in the van, and they take him to the airport, and they bring him through customs, and they put him on the plane. He must have really thought, "Man, this man of God, get my hopes up. It's over for me now. I'm going back." While the man is on the plane, the people then come back on the plane, and they said, "There's been some issues with the paperwork. You have to come back." They take him off the airplane, bring him back to the detention center, and they release him. The man come back to church, give the testimony. Listen to me, our job is just to believe God. I wish we could have some believers that truly believe God in the face of uncertainty, in the face of what looks like it's not going to happen. Listen to me. I wish there would be some people that believe God. The Bible says, listen, there was a famine in Samaria, I believe it was. And the Bible says it was so bad, there was cannibalism. One woman boiled her baby and they eat the baby, and the next day the woman said, no, I'm not cooking my baby. We eat yours. I'm full up now. Listen to me, they're selling, was it dove's dung, bird doo-doo. They were selling bird doo-doo. Read the Bible, man. Must read the Bible. And the man of God said, listen to me, this time tomorrow, wheat shall be sold at this certain price. Barley shall be sold at this certain price. And that looked like impossible, because they was in a bad situation. And some of you must be in a bad situation. It looked dire for you. It looked dire for your church. It looked dire for marriage, dire for your finance. Some of you don't know how you're going to pay your rent. How are you going to pay the mortgage? Listen to me. I don't know where you are in England. The mortgage rate's gone sky high. And some people are afraid they're going to lose their house. I'm going to give you a testimony in a minute. But it looked really bad for them. But the man of God said, this time tomorrow, listen to me, I prophesy to someone, this time tomorrow, you're not going to be in the situation you're in. I don't care where you're listening from this. I don't care if it's a rebroadcast. This time tomorrow, listen to me, your situation is going to change. This time tomorrow, listen to me, your job is going to change. Your business is going to change. Your education is going to change. The college that said no, they're going to say, come around and say yes. Listen to me, everything is about to change for someone listening today. Listen, if you only have faith in God, the man was on the plane. They were deporting the man. The man was on the plane. He had his seatbelt buckled. He come to the church and give us the testimony. And he said they took him off the plane. They said there's been some confusion or some mix-up with the paperwork. They have to take him back off the plane, bring him back to the center, and then release him. The man is still walking around London free up to today. He get his stay. He come back. Listen to me. The last time I read in my Bible, God is no respecter of persons. I'm going to say that again. The last time I read in my Bible, it says God is no respecter of persons. And what he did for one, he can do for others. There's been so many times there were people that were locked up in detention center, and they said they're going to send them back. And I said to myself, as the pastor of the church, I said, no, church, we have to pray. Not this one. I don't care what the devil said, not this one. And listen, like how Peter was locked up and the church prayed. Listen to me. We have a duty to pray for one another. When we see our brother or our sister in a situation, in a circumstance, and we know about it, our job is not to gossip about it. Our job is not to talk about it, but our job is to pray about it and bring it to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and say, God, you said, and listen to me, it's time for the church to pray like Peter. We come together and we pray. There's been people, listen, lock up multiple people, more than one. Listen to me, multiple people, more than one, that they lock up in detention center right here in London, and they said, oh, you're gonna go back. And the church said no. God said no. Listen, the judge in England said yes, but the God in heaven said no, and they had to release God's people. Listen to me, listen. Oh, ye of little faith. If you listen to me right now, oh, ye of little faith. Where is your faith, man? It's time to put your trust in God and not put your trust in man. Our faith must be tried. We must be tried. But let me tell you something now. If we know the God that we serve, the last time I read in my Bible, there were three men that said they're not going to bow. And listen, I wish we had some Christians that are not going to bow. Not going to bow to the LGBTQ, BBC, NBC, whatever letters they want to give themselves. I wish we had some preachers that would say we're not going to bow. We're not going to preach inclusivity. Listen to me. We have to preach repentance. Listen, keep it. Wish we had some preachers, amen, that say they're not going to bow. They're not going to bow to what the world system is saying or what the government is telling them. Listen, we're not going to bow to public pressure, amen. And we're not going to start saying go against the word of God and include things that God didn't say in his word is right. Listen to me. What is right is right, and what is wrong is wrong. What was sin yesterday and last year, last century, at the dawn of time, is still sin today. Listen to me. God's word don't change. Man changed, but God's word don't change. I wish we had some people like them three Hebrew boys that said, listen to me, King Nebuchadnezzar, live up. But let me tell you something now. Let it be known that we're not going to worship your golden idol. We're not going to bow down to the image. And listen to me, if the king get vexed, if they throw you in prison, if they throw us in jail, listen to me, we're not going to bow. Amen. We're not going to preach all inclusivity. No. Listen to me. There's man is man and a woman is woman. Anything else is mental health. I'm going to go there. Listen to me. If I tell people, oh my God, why am I going here? Listen to me. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they did not bow. Amen. And they were prepared to go through the fire. They were prepared for death, because no one's ever been delivered from fire from before then, and no one has been delivered that we know of from fire up to now. But we know it's recorded in scripture that these men were prepared to lose their life because they did not want to bow. And the Bible says that Jesus turned up in the fire. And some of you may be going through some fire right now. Let me tell you something now. Just watch out. Jesus is about to turn up. And listen to me. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what the fire you're facing. And some of you are standing up against injustice. There are people in this country right here in England. Listen to me. They said they're not going to bow to LGBTQ. And some of them have lost their job. Some of them have lost their position. And they've had to take their workplace to court. Some of them lost the court case. All kind of things are going on. Listen, Christianity is under attack. I pray that Christians are waking up. Because some of us are coming to church, preaching some little nice message. Listen to me, Christianity is under attack. Listen to me, we're going through persecution. If you do not know, listen to me, we are going through persecution. If you look in the West, everything they want to do, they want to push another religion. You know which religion I'm talking about. They want to push and exonerate that religion. But everything when it comes to Christianity, they want to put it down. They want to mock it and say all kind of evil against God's people and against God's preachers and find every single negative story that they can find. And even some of us Christians jump on the bandwagon where all we do is find these negative stories and share negative stories about this pastor, this bishop. Listen to me, I tell people I ain't got time to share negative stories about any man of God or woman of God. There's enough negativity out there in the world for me to be going sharing anything that God didn't tell me to share. No. God said, listen to me, it's time for us to preach the truth, stand up for the truth, and put our faith in God. Your faith will be tested. Our faith will be tested. I'm going to say that again. Your faith will be tested. Thank you for tuning in to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.